from 1986 until, I suppose, about 1900 and 2000, till about 2006. So over a 20-year period, I worked exclusively under the heading of management development. No, you can't use my phone at the moment because I'm recording something on it. So that was 20 years I worked exclusively on management development, and I learned something. I did, and I just want to tell you something that I learned, which has stood me incredibly well since, and I wonder if you found the same yourself. I found the value of doing a review to be extraordinary. The day after, or the hour after, or even the 10 minutes after you've done something, to take time out from doing something new and review.
Dad, I'm bored.
Look back over what you've done and
Dad,
reflect on it.
I want your phone now.
Now, in terms of learning style, at one stage I was a huge reflector. And that was my predominant learning style.
Dad, and
over the years, I practiced at becoming more of an activist. Now, I've got a chorus in the back who are making it impossible for me to continue this audio boo, which was going to be a reflective audio boo about reviewing the experience of the last 2 days. I'm going to break off and do a bit of negotiating in order to see. Hey, do you two want to have something when we get to the shop where we buy something for Rocky?
Yeah!
Do you want to pick the thing for Rocky yourselves?
Yeah!
Right, okay, I'll tell you what. If you two keep quiet while I'm talking into the iPhone, I'm going to let each one of you pick a toy for Rocky.
Oh, and can we get one that we like for ourselves?
You can pick the dog toy that you most want to get. Is that a deal? Okay, then you have to keep quiet while I continue. Okay, where was I? Yes, the value of review. So, to cut to the chase, yesterday I did an activity. To a certain extent, it doesn't actually matter what it was, but I did the activity. It engrossed me. I put my whole attention into it, and I got very tired in the end. It exhausted me, you could say. I was that passionately involved in it. So it was something that I gave my full attention to. Now, it would be very easy for me today, then, the next day afterwards, to move on, because actually I do have a whole kind of metaphorical in-tray of stuff in front of me that I could focus on. There's no shortage of stuff, even in the life of a micropreneur. There's still a whole stream of projects to be advanced and to be assessed, and things that are even at the pre-project stage to be considered. And there's also business administration to be done, he hastens to add. So basically, there's no end of stuff to do today. But I pause. Now, I pause during this car journey. So I carve out a little niche of time for myself in order to reflect on yesterday. What are good review questions? Well, for the first review question, I think, is, you know, what did I do? And that's not purely at the level of listing all the different things. But what was it? Was it a cathedral I was building, or was it a brick that I was putting on top of another brick? You get the picture. You probably know the old story about two men doing exactly the same thing. Somebody comes along and says, "What are you doing?" And the first guy says, I'm putting a brick on top of the other with a bit of mortar in between the two of them. He was a bricklayer, obviously. Very good, noble activity. Where would we be without bricklayers? Goes to the second guy, who's doing exactly the same thing, and says, "What are you doing?" And the guy says, "I'm building a cathedral." So yeah, what was I doing yesterday? Well, what I was doing, I guess, was storytelling with a purpose. But there's a sense of it being an experiment, and it having something to do with practicing the art of attraction marketing.
Where did you do that?
It was also about community building. But it was also about business development and the integration of two businesses. The think tank, the aspect of think tank that is about brand development, the branding part, with the part of my business which is about social activism. So we had in the car with us somebody who's most appropriate Twitter name is Brand Activist. And I suppose for the purposes of what we were doing yesterday, the most appropriate Twitter name for me would be something like Social Activist. But that was really... Okay, so in a single word, what was I doing yesterday? I was... building attraction. Yeah, building attraction. I guess that's what it was. Okay, so that's the first part of the review completed. Now, the next thing is... what did you learn? What did you learn? What did you learn, Paul, from yesterday? Well, okay, the first level was I learned the value of preparing a little bit better in terms of power supply and... kit. You can never prepare enough, I suppose. I ran out of power supply during the day, and that was it was a mistake to leave the second iPhone, which is in effect working as an iPod or iTouch or something, but it was a mistake to leave it in the car, because then I was left with only the iPhone and the iPad, and the iPad is very awkward to use because of its size, and it's especially awkward, I find, to type on in comparison with the iPhone, because I've become very adept at typing with the thumb of my right hand, so I can move faster, so it slows me down. Might be a bad thing, I suppose, to be slowed down. Yeah, that was one thing. The next thing is... yeah, lower the expectations, Paul, I learned. The need to lower the expectations. I don't think I lowered them enough. I had concept of engagement or notions of engagement in my head, which conflicted directly with the activity of producing content. You can't produce content and engage at the same time. They're sequential. You produce content which you then share and people engage with it, or else you engage with people, with their content. So whose content are you working with? So I guess what I'm really saying to myself is, right, be a little bit more thoughtful next time about the balance of time between content creation and engagement. I do feel that I could have engaged more effectively yesterday by using people's names directly, directing tweets to people, or going into my lists and linking up with conversations that were already going on, as opposed to... Yes, I guess I'd be critical of myself now in this respect. You know, I had a hashtag, I was developing it, using it, we were. But other people had their own interests, and it would have been perhaps even more in... Next time I'm going to practice this skill of working from other people's agendas more than I did yesterday. Yeah. There was a whole heap of learning in the conversation with Ken, the academic who works in both University College Dublin and Trinity College Dublin now. I mean, the entire conversation, and there must be over nearly the best part of an hour of it on audio, in podcast form, including the wonderful moment that I'll never forget in my entire life where I introduced him to Chris Brogan. And here was I thinking that every single person active on social media in the entire world would know who Chris Brogan was. And not only did this man not know who he was, but he didn't know what books he'd written, so he didn't either know him on or offline. And that was, to use Ken McKenzie's word, that was a wonderful collision. I think I'll break off now and go into the pet shop with the girls, and I won't distract from this particular audio view by recording time in the pet shop. Learning too that the number of people who know about SubCon in Ireland is minuscule, and learning that there can be a vigorous, vibrant community, publicly accessible and publicly generous on Twitter, and it can be completely unknown in another country, in the country where I live. And it's great. I learned, really, I suppose, that I need to remind myself continuously that even the things I'm most passionate about are unknown to others. And that I'm probably the only person in Ireland who's pushing out shouts about Chicago in May. And, you know, what an interesting... Well, not just interesting, but what valuable gathering that will be. But anyway, the learning was really about the value of there being communities to collide, rather than everybody knowing the same sort of stuff. The value, I suppose, that came up later in the day's conversation about diversity and, you know, how wonderful it is to introduce people to stuff they don't know. And how wonderful it is to remember that what you know is not known by other people. And even when I was telling the story about the cathedral a few minutes ago and the bricklaying, I thought to myself, well, everybody knows this. But then again, I thought, no, wait a minute, maybe they don't. They haven't all heard this story. Some will, but maybe not all have.
No, they're way bigger.
Okay, then there was a different kind of learning. There was a kind of learning of almost like academic learning where, you know, Ken McKenzie mentioned a whole lot of people, a whole lot of books, a whole lot of, and then specifically named individuals. So there was a sort of quantitative type of learning that went on yesterday. That takes me into action, really. You know. What are you going to do about yesterday, Paul? This is the last level, if you like, of the review. What difference is yesterday going to make in your life? So what's your own call to action following the experience? Right, what am I going to do? Well, I'm going to do this again. I'm going to gain more experience at, kind of, you could say, curating a day. Going to tweak it a little bit. But there's another thing. All right, girls, what is it? All right, you got me. All right, I'm going to put this on pause. As a consequence of the trip, what will I do that I wouldn't have done if I hadn't done the trip at all? I think the most concrete thing I'll do is that I'll work with more confidence and more purpose to build collaborations and collidings between different communities. That's what I'll do. I'll actually apply myself as a social activist to joining together, in introducing, allowing to borrow again Ken's word, collide, allowing to collide networks of people. It's something about being on an island. An island is quite a useful place from which to do it. Okay, I'm too tired now to make any sense. It's now after approaching midnight. But I felt I had to finish this audio with a call to action to myself. And I think it is to follow through on the leads that we got during our conversations during the day, and to follow them through courageously and bravely rather than quietly. Okay, that's it. Got to make something happen, definitely. I think it has something to do with making an event of some sort, a happening. Okay, end of the review.